All right. James Harrison basically went off on Commissioner Roger Goodell in a Men's Journal interview. And basically he's going to get his ass kicked for it by Roger Goodell in fines, major fines, and probably a serious suspension. I guess he's going to get fined at least six figures and probably suspended at least two games, if not more. The problem with what he said was it wasn't the fact of his complaints against the commissioner. Yes, it was unfair. He got fined for basically what up until that time were legal hits. And all of a sudden, in mid-season, they say, well, the legal hits are now illegal. Not only that, we're going to fine you for it. Instead of actually taking the time to actually tell players, okay, don't hit like this anymore. You hit, we're going to warn you, but next season, they will be fined. And we'll be looking at this year's hits. If you're making an honest effort to change the way you play to make it more safer, then we'll note that. But if you're just trying to hit somebody, reckless, then that's a mark against you. You know, it's the way the NFL did it that made James Harrison mad. But what he said was way out of line. And he did his cause a hell of a lot more harm than good. Yes, he did have points about it. But what James Harrison fails to realize is that the NFL has to deal with a bigger picture than James Harrison. James Harrison is only worried about James Harrison and his family. The NFL is worried about James Harrison's family and everybody who works for the NFL, plays for the NFL's family. And the fact is, as concussion studies continue, we're finding more and more disturbing evidence about the accumulation of hits in football, hockey, professional wrestling, boxing, what have you. And the fact is, as much as helmets try to protect, you really can't protect the brain as much with a helmet as they thought. Yes, you protect the skull, but you're not protecting the brain. For those of you who don't know, the brain is actually suspended instead of a fluid inside the brain. And if you bang the head around, that the brain actually bangs up against the skull because the fluid can't protect against every single hit. And damage to the brain is called a concussion. And concussions over time add up. There are quarterbacks who have short-term memory problems, who are having brain problems. And I'm talking about smart quarterbacks, because they've gotten hit too many times and had too many concussions. This is not quarterbacks, just quarterbacks that are having this problem. Other people are having problems because it builds up. It's like, all right, if I ding your car with a sledgehammer one time, it's going to make a dent. If I hit it again, the dent's going to be even bigger. It's not going to be just a separate dent. If I hit that dent, say, a foot to the left of the original dent, the overall damage is going to be bigger. It does not take away from the damage that's already there. The damage is already there, stays there. It's just you now have more damage. Especially if it's on the damage that's already there, then it multiplies it. And that damage over time will cause shortened life and brain failure, essentially. So James Harrison doesn't realize that Roger Goodell is trying to protect him as well as his fellow players. But James Harrison just wants to hit people. He doesn't realize that hitting people his way, it's going to end a lot of careers early, probably his own, maybe even his life. Something to think about. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.